special performance from American bassist Michael Janisch's latest project, Paradigm Shift. More from that set from Michael Janisch and his band later on the show. Well, let's open with something from the Grammy-nominated guitarist and bandleader John Scofield. Scofield's played with so many of the great names in jazz, including Miles Davis, bassist Charlie Hayden, and fellow guitarist Pat Metheny. His debut on Impulse sees him updating his classic 90s quartet, featuring drummer Bill Stewart, the saxophonist Joe Lovano, and bassist Larry Grenadier. This is one of his most personal albums to date, and he himself describes the music as futuristic blues. Well, here's the opening track to the album called Past Present, and it's a brilliant 5-4 groove with a good solid bass riff, and it's Slinky. Thank you. Slinky by ace guitarist John Scofield, one of his 9 compositions taken from his new release, Past Present. Saxophonist Derek Nash is well known for his collaborations with Jules Holland, Jamie Cullum and Paul McCartney, and he's been at the helm of the very successful Jazz Is It record label for some time now. Following on from his British Jazz Award-winning album called Joyriding, which received the Best CD Award in 2012, his new release with his acoustic quartet is set to be another hit. Inspired by a quote from jazz giant Thelonious Monk, Derek wrote the title track of the album, which is a feel-good boogaloo called You've Gotta Dig It to Dig It, You Dig?
Thank you.
Saxophonist Derek Nash with trumpeter Martin Shaw, bassist Jeff Gascoigne, pianist Dave Newton and drummer Sebastian de Crom. And that was Derek's own composition and the title of the album, You've Got to Dig It to Dig It, You Dig, which is out now. Well, a nice change of pace with something from Manchester-based trumpeter Matthew Halsall next. He draws his musical inspiration from his love of spiritual jazz from artists like the harpist-pianist Alice Coltrane and saxophonist Pharoah Saunders. His new album utilises strings to powerful effect, and the catalyst for the project was a meeting with the poet Josephine Oniyama when they were collaborating on BBC Radio 3's The Verb. Well, here she is singing their co-written song, As I Walk. A soothing, hypnotic vibe on that song, As I Walk, with vocals from singer-poet Josephine Oniyama, with Matthew Halsall and the Gondwana Orchestra. That's taken from Matthew's latest release, called Into Forever, which is out on Gondwana Records. You can hear Matthew on October the 15th at St George's in Bristol. He's playing at the Grand in Clitheroe on the 17th, and on the 22nd he plays the Old Fire Station in Carlisle. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. The voices of the Roland Kirk Spirit Choir alongside the unique jazz musician extraordinaire saxophonist Roland Kirk on Spirits Up Above from the album Volunteered Slavery. That album is part of a 5-CD box set which brings together the first 5 albums Kirk recorded for the Atlantic label. Kirk was famous for being able to play multiple horns and flute, often at the same time and sometimes using his nose. Well, let's hear something from one of the most exciting bass players around and enjoy the Christian McBride Trio.
We'll be right back.
Track Interlude and a thrilling live recording there from the four-time Grammy-winning bassist Christian McBride, taken from his recent release Live at the Village Vanguard, the legendary New York jazz club, where he first appeared in 1995 as a band leader when he was starting out. Playing with Christian was the fellow multi-Grammy-winning drummer Ulysses Owens Jr., and Christian Sands is at the piano. The current 9-track CD is a collection of jazz standards and pop R&B covers, including I Was Curious to Find Out, a Michael Jackson classic, The Lady in My Life, and also the 1977 disco hit Car Wash. Always pushing the boundaries, Christian McBride Trio, and that was Live at the Village Vanguard, and it's out on the Mac Avenue label. But Christian will be next in the UK, appearing at the London Jazz Festival on Tuesday the 19th of November at Ronnie Scott's Club, and then in Manchester at the Band on the Wall venue next March on the 22nd. Ibrahim Malouf is a Lebanese trumpet player and composer who was born in Beirut but now lives in Paris. His current release on the Impulse label is called Khaltoum and is a celebration of women who overturned history. Well, he's chosen a legendary Egyptian diva to inspire him, someone he listened to all through his childhood, the very famous and popular Arab singer Khaltoum. This piece, which was originally composed in 1969, has been given a reworking by Malouf, and it's called Alf Leila Wa Leila, The Thousand and One Nights. Thank you. the trumpet playing of Ibrahim Malouf with his version of the song Alf Leila Wa Leila, taken from his new release Khaltoum. And you can hear Ibrahim when he takes to the Barbican stage on November the 17th as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, it's time now for our concert performance featuring prolific American bass player Michael Janisch, who's been described by The Guardian as awesomely virtuosic. He's got a new project which is in full swing called Paradigm Shift. The music from this electroacoustic sextet is hugely varied, as you'll hear, and combines grooves, vamps and free improvisation as well as inventive melodies. The musicians with Michael are all leading UK players, with electronics wizard and trumpeter Alex Bonney helping to sonically explore the music with ambient soundscapes. The concert was recorded at the Vortex in London on September the 3rd for a live-to-Europe broadcast by the European Broadcasting Union. And before we hear the music, Jez Nelson from our sister programme Jazz on 3 spoke with Michael before their performance. He started off by asking Michael if the name of the band, Paradigm Shift, suggested he was moving in a new musical direction.
Yes, with this new band, we recorded the live shows, was in 2011, I think, and I had to shelf it right away. So when I came back to it, I wanted to augment it with different sounds and post-productions, and that's what I had originally intended for it when I wrote it, but it just didn't work out on the tour, because I didn't know actually the right kind of electronic musician to use. So now I have Alex Bonney in the band, and we got together probably 15 different times at his studio and worked on the music that we recorded live from the tour, manipulated it and figured out little subtle things to do to it, and then we've kind of programmed that as almost like parts for him in the live set, which you'll hear tonight. He's got a feed from everybody in the band, so he can filter their sounds and also improvise along with us. So it's kind of like exploring sonically with the instruments at the same time we're exploring with the actual music.
Well, for those of you across Europe and maybe those in the UK who've never been to the Vortex, this wonderful small club in the east of London, it is a small stage, and I don't think I've ever seen it so packed with interesting people, but also interesting arrays of instruments. We've got didgeridoos, we've got all kinds of stuff on this stage, and Alex, in fact, couldn't quite be on the stage. He's on the corner. He's in the audience with his electronics setup. So please welcome Paradigm Shift, who are Michael Janisch on double and electric bass, Jason Yard and Paul Booth on saxophones and assorted wind instruments, Alex Bonney on trumpets and electronics, Cedric Henrio on keys, and Andrew Bain on drums. Paradigm Shift.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a tune titled Chakaraka. And before we play the next series of songs, I'd like to introduce everyone in the band. On piano and keys, we have from Paris, Cedric Henriot. On drums, an old friend of mine, Andrew Bain. On electronics and trumpet tonight, it's Alex Bonney. On saxophone, flutes, didgeridoo, and other things, it's Paul Booth. And on soprano saxophone, it's Jason Yard. We're going to play a suite called Paradigm Suite, and I read something about drummers in India, when they're percussionists in India, when they're really getting their tabla chops together, they retreat to wherever they go. A lot of times it's up in the foothills of mountains and stuff, and they spend up to 40 days with just basic subsistence, and the goal is to just play their instrument from morning till night. And this, once they get through that, then they attain guru status. So I decided to try and do it for 3 days with my double bass, and it was in one of the rooms in my place, and I recorded everything for the few days. And what I liked, I kept and wrote some songs over it, and in particular, some stuff I was working on the double bass at the time, which incorporates sort of bass lines that use the open strings and also notes way up on what we call the dusty end, and at the same time, not sort of in a linear fashion, but at the same time. So I wrote a suite based on that, transcribed what I heard from these sessions, and we'll see you at the end.
Thank you.
excerpt from the Paradigm Shift Suite, performed by Michael Janisch's Paradigm Shift. And that ends tonight's concert set. But for all the titles on tonight's show, check out the Radio 3 website and go to the Jazz Lineup page. You're listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Aaron Gosh is a British-Asian clarinetist, composer and bandleader whose latest release, A South Asian Suite, is an Indo-jazz chamber work inspired by the music, landscapes and people from Bangladesh, Nepal, India and Pakistan, as seen through the viewpoint of a British Asian from a northern town. Aaron writes great melodies that really can paint a picture for the listener, and this track, After the Monsoon, really depicts the mood of the title. Aaron Gosch on clarinet with Chris Williams on alto sax, Idris Rahman on tenor sax, Zoe Rahman on piano, Liren Donin on double bass, and Arif Dervish on tabla. And that's taken from his release, A South Asian Suite, which is out on the Kamoki record label. You can hear Aaron at the Marsden Jazz Festival, which runs from the 9th to the 11th of October. And his gig is on Saturday the 10th at the Mechanics Hall, and it starts at 4 p.m. Time for another box set collection now, featuring archive recordings from the Atlantic label, but this time featuring drummer Billy Cobham. Cobham has played with trumpeter Miles Davis and piano legends Horace Silver and Mose Allison, to name a few of the great names he's collaborated with. But this track, Stratus, was originally released on his album called Spectrum and famously sampled by trip-hop band Massive Attack on their worldwide hit Safe From Harm. Billy Cobham with Stratus, taken from his album Spectrum. On keyboards was Jan Hammer. Leyland Sklar was playing the bass. And on guitar, Tommy Bolin, who went on to join the heavy rock group Deep Purple. Well, that's nearly it for this week's show. On next week's Jazz Lineup, Julian Joseph reassesses saxophonist John Sermon's 1968 self-titled debut in the company of Kevin Legendre as part of our regular Now's the Time feature. Plus an interview I had with the charismatic vocalist Madeline Bell. And we've got concert music from pianist Peter Edwards and his trio recorded at the Montreal Jazz Festival. On this week's Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson, Jez is paying tribute to the late pianist John Taylor, including archive performances and BBC commissions for Jazz on 3, plus tracks selected by some of John's friends, colleagues and students. To close the show today, something taken from their current release, Lest We Forget What We Came Here To Do, out on Name Jazz Records, is the Sons of Kemet, who are born of many vital elements, including a name that nods to ancient Egyptian culture. And a lineup that includes drumming duo Tom Skinner and Seb Rochford, all led by composer, saxophonist and clarinetist Shabaka Hutchins, himself named after a Nubian pharaoh philosopher. But they'll be playing at the London Jazz Festival on November the 13th at Rich Mix, and they'll certainly have the crowd up dancing if they play this tune. A great vibe to leave you with. This is Play Mass by the Sons of Kemet. Till next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
That was Play Mass by Sons of Kemet, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. And for more information on Jazz Lineup, just go to the programme page via the Radio 3 website. Jazz Lineup will be back next Saturday at the same time here on BBC Radio 3. That's 5 o'clock.
This National Poetry Day, journey from the origins of the English language through restoration, revolution and romance to how we live today, right here, right now.
Shut our mouths in case it comes for us.
As part of a BBC poetry season, Andrew Marr explores the story of the British people through our poems.
This tells our national story in a way I don't think you've ever heard before.
We British, an epic in poetry, begins on Thursday morning at 9 and then across the day, on air and online, over on BBC Radio 4.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 6:15. And time now for tonight's Opera on Three, which continues with another opera from this year's summer festivals. It's introduced by Andrew McGregor.
We're about to enter an Italian spaceship to witness a soldier's homecoming, a romance, a miscarriage of justice, a funeral march, and a happy ending. So far, so standard for 19th century opera. But the catalyst is a bird with an eye for silver. Rossini's thieving magpie, La Gazza Ladra, which in itself is a bit of a homecoming for this summer's revival at the Rossini Opera Festival in Pesaro, which we're broadcasting as part of Opera on Three's festival coverage on Saturday evenings and Thursday afternoons. It's the first of two Rossini recordings from Pesaro this summer, the town where the composer was born in 1792. Rossini left a great deal of his fortune to his birthplace, where the Rossini Foundation established a conservatory in his name. And since 1980, the Foundation's been supporting the Rossini Opera Festival, which opened for business with a production of this very opera. Well, this year is the festival's 36th season. It's a magnet for many Rossinians who make the annual pilgrimage to one of the few places you can hear some of the less well-known Rossini operas. And they often arrive at a vast multi-purpose structure 4 kilometres from the centre of town. It's the Adriatic Arena, known locally as the Spaceship, which houses sports events and rock concerts, but it was opened in 1996 with a recital by Luciano Pavarotti, and it's since become a vehicle for the Rossini Opera Festival's sometimes controversial productions. And this is definitely one of them. First directed by Damiano Micheletto in 2007, revived this summer with Georgian soprano Nino Machaidze as the servant girl Ninetta, René Barbera as her returning hero Giannetto, and Simone Alberghini as his father Fabrizio, with the orchestra and chorus of the Teatro Comunale di Bologna, conducted by Donato Renzetti. And you'll find production photos and a full synopsis on the Opera on Three pages of the Radio 3 website. Well, let's get some context for the opera itself, and I'm delighted to be joined by Francesco Izzo, who was born in Bologna, where Rossini spent his childhood years, and he's now Professor of Music at the University of Southampton and an authority on opera and song in 19th century Italy. So, Francesco, first of all, give us an idea of where we are in Rossini's life and work, because he was a young man still, but he'd already had a major success just the year before La Gazza Ladra.
Indeed. Rossini was only 25 at the time, but he was senior in a way because following the tremendous success of his operas of 1813 in particular, including his opera seria Tancredi and his comic opera L'Italiana in Algeri, he had become